I believe that the story we have heard today shows us Jesus as very much human and very much divine. He goes off to a deserted place to be alone. And we can all relate to this desire. Jesus' ministry is at its pinnacle. Thousands of people are following him, listening to him, disagreeing with him, and learning from him. The crowds are constantly around him and his disciples, wanting to hear some words of encouragement that will aid them in their troubled days, wanting to be cured of sickness and chronic disease. The pressure and stress on Jesus to fulfill and to provide at all times and all places is at its highest level. This feeling of pressure and stress is very human. We can relate through our own daily stress of family, work, providing, uncertainty, the frustration of hearing the often conflicting medical guidelines and government guidelines and trying to make sense of it all and then make decisions based on what we feel is best for us and those of us with families, for all of our family members. My wife and I are going through that this month as our children head back to college. You're facing the same challenges. This is very human. We can understand Jesus' desire to be by himself, if only for a moment. But there's an additional contributor to his wanting some solitude. Many of us read ahead on Sundays or for Sunday, and we take a look at the liturgical calendar, and we glance over and look over and read the scriptures for today. But this is a good thing. I'm not disregarding that. I'm encouraging it. It's good to get a little deeper into the Word. But those who read ahead, or who did read ahead this week, may have noticed a few words missing from verse 13 and how it begins. Here's how it begins. After hearing this, or in some versions, now when Jesus heard this, Jesus withdrew in a boat to a deserted place. After hearing this has been omitted from the text this morning. And I believe that this is done to separate two very important events. What had Jesus heard about that moved him to seek solitude and to withdraw? The death of John the Baptist. Jesus heard of the gruesome execution. He was grieving. This is very much human. What was going through Jesus' mind while he was alone in that deserted place? Was he now also thinking about the terms of his own fate? He went off alone in sorrow and pain. We've all been here in a deserted place, a wilderness, alone with our own thoughts, mourning the loss of a loved one. But the world doesn't let us mourn for very long. Our responsibilities don't go away. When Jesus returned to shore, he was again surrounded by the mass of followers. He had to go back to work. But before he did, he saw the great crowd and had compassion for them. Compassion, very much human. A friend of mine recently told me, when we were talking about today's scripture, and that's what I do often, sometimes I talk to you and just, we share our own thoughts about the reading, because this does help me prepare for my sermon. So I thank you all, those of you who put up with me for that. And this reminds me of a side story. I gave my oldest brother a t-shirt for his birthday one year. He's written and published many books in his time. And the t-shirt read, "Be careful what you say to me. You may end up in my next novel." So little did my friend know that what she said was going to end up in my sermon this morning. But what she said was very interesting. She told me that Jesus was feeling so much compassion for the people because he was experiencing grief. He went right back to curing and healing their sick. He was filling up with the divine. His compassion was strong because he saw their grief, felt their pain and suffering, and understood how they felt. Jesus understands how we feel. And he laid his hands on them and healed them all. This must have taken all day, because now it was evening and the disciples were becoming concerned. They assessed the situation. Let's take a look at it. 5,000 plus people who have been following Jesus for a few days now. Maybe they've eaten, maybe they haven't. And things might get a little dicey. So they say to Jesus, "Send the crowd away. Let them fend for themselves." This is when the divine again fills up in Jesus even more. "They need not go away," he says. "You give them something to eat." Many of us feel this call. We help feed our neighbors who are in more need than ourselves, who are hungry today and every evening. You volunteer at Union Mission down the road and prepare and serve a free meal twice a month. You help purchase groceries for our food pantry that get filled into our bags, and you help distribute those bags to your neighbors in need. You do not send them away. You do not judge. You relate. You act when Jesus says, "Give them something to eat." Jesus, seeing that there was only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, said, "Bring them to me." Then he did something wonderful. He tells the crowd to sit down on the grass. Can you picture this? Asking a crowd of 5,000 plus to get comfortable. Jesus is setting the table. He treats the people as honored guests at a banquet or at a holy meal. Sit and be comfortable. 5,000 plus people and not even a basket full of food. But he blesses the gifts. He broke them and shared them. When you share the meal at Union Mission, it is blessed the same way. When you hand a bag of groceries to a neighbor, it is blessed the same way. When you listen to a friend whose parent is dying alone, that moment is blessed. When you send flowers to a friend on her birthday, that moment is blessed. Because you are feeling compassion, that same human emotion that Jesus felt when he learned of John's death, the person who baptized him and sent him on his ministry, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, telling people to prepare the way of the Lord. All were fed that evening, and there was plenty left over, and the crowds would be back. So what does this miracle say to us? We may not be able to feed 5,000 at one sitting, but over the years, I bet you have. From volunteering at Union Mission and through our food pantry and through other food banks in the area. You do contribute dollars to organizations and programs that help those of us in need. During the week, many people come to our church doors, asking for any kind of help. A bottle of water, some food, help with car repair bill or an electric bill, a gift card to buy diapers. You support these efforts so that your church can help your neighbors and not send them away. This is your miracle that slowly grows and grows every year. Your seemingly small gifts year after year has the same outcome as Jesus breaking a few loaves and feeding everybody. Thanks be to God. Thank you all for your compassion. Amen.